Welcome to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. I'm letting you know that education is in my DNA. ParentNeedsLove.com, yes, that's a real website, offers a wealth of knowledge to help parents, especially Black parents, build their tribe. Building supportive villages around you is important, and it should be intentional because sometimes you may have some critical, urgent matters that need to be handled with support. As Black parents, we know the importance of coming together, sharing experiences, and the impact of our journey through parenthood. So how do you create your parenting tribe or village? And let's talk about the fact that we need to create it with a level of love, laughter, and support. Because as I look back and continue to connect with my tribe, there is always laughter and plenty of love that goes around. So, ParentsNeedLove.com offers these tips. Number one, create or curate, and that's C-U-R-A-T-E, your parenting crew or tribe. If you ever find yourself speaking to specific friends or acquaintances about your parenting experience and notice that their advice is some that you want to adopt, consider bringing them into your parenting squad or tribe. Understandably, as a parent, trusting your child with anyone is one of the hardest things to do. But through your own discernment, find spaces where you notice your child thriving the most and cultivate those relationships as support for your family. Number two, parents' night out. Organize a fun and supportive gathering. Host regular parents' night out or in when you can, and relax, chat, and swap stories. These gatherings are the perfect opportunity to unwind, share your successes and challenges, and remind yourself that you're not alone in this adventure. And trust me, it is an adventure. Plus, this can serve as an opportunity to build time with the children and their tribe of support. Connection is learned through healthy displays of communication. So go ahead and organize that night out. Number three, co-parenting convo. In other words, communicate and collaborate. For those who are co-parenting, whether in the same house or separately, open and honest communication is key. Have regular check-ins to ensure you're on the same page with your parenting style and goals. It's a chance to celebrate the wins and make necessary adjustments together. Co-parenting is also healthy for your child or children. Number four, which is the last one, be a diverse village. In other words, embrace parenting styles that may be different from yours. In my village, we celebrate diversity, and that includes different parenting styles, whether you are a single parent, a couple, or navigating co-parenting, respect and embrace each other's choices. You want diversity in terms of race, religious background, and culture. Remember, there's no one size that fits all when it comes to parenting. Honestly, each child needs a unique structure that helps them and is specific for their growth. That is what makes a village or a tribe so rich and vibrant. The ability to nurture the strengths and unite to heal any weaknesses that occur. In the end, your parenting tribe is your sanctuary. They are your cheerleaders, and they may have to be your lifeline. I'll never forget taking three of my daughters, they were all under 10, to see the Black Santa at Midtown. And you know, that was a few years ago. Anyway, we were in line, and the line was forever, and the oldest had to go to her school's concert. I did not want her to miss it, so there was another parent from the school who I had developed a village relationship with, and she took my daughter along with her child to the concert while I stayed with the other two because they did want to see Santa, and I wanted to take a picture with the Black Santa Claus on that day. So understand, having your village or your tribe is a place where laughter can happen, tears can happen, you and your children can grow and cherish the entire community that you are in. You have been listening to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. Question, can you name at least three people who are part of your tribe? If not, start working on these tips I have shared today.